This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Here's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, here we are, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It is The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm so glad to have you joining the program today. So let's get started. You know, I do a 4-hour program here in Denver, Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m., which, by the way, if you'd like to listen to, you can either get the podcast at michaelsaysgohere.com or wherever you get your podcast, or you can, on your iHeart app, you can listen at 630 KHOW, 630 KHOW, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. So I do 4 hours of radio every weekday morning here in Denver, and when it gets to the weekend program, I'm still doing contemporaneous, but what I mean by contemporaneous, I'm still doing show prep because I do show prep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm always astonished by how much stuff, crap, politics, culture, international affairs, everything that you can possibly imagine is constantly going on. And so I shouldn't be, but I am surprised when I sit down, as I did yesterday. We had some, what did we do last night? We had some really good Italian food last night. And we get back, and the boss decides that she's going to watch a movie. It's another World War II movie about some survivors. And, of course, it's a really good movie, and I'm watching it. But while I'm watching it, I'm also going back and forth just looking, you know, kind of like what really catches my eye that I should talk about today, Saturday, or whenever you're listening to this program. And I come across a press release from the Minnesota Attorney General, Keith Ellison, who used to be a member of Congress. Keith Ellison is about as progressive Marxist Democrat as you can possibly imagine. And so I look at this headline of his press release, and I go, oh, okay, I got to read this. Here it goes. This is dated March 7th. So this is like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And, boy, it just flew under the radar for me. I'll explain why it's so important and just, well, maybe you'll figure out why it's important. I don't have to explain it to you. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison announced today, March 7th, that he has launched a civil investigation. Now, at least it's not a criminal investigation, but a civil investigation into Kia and Hyundai's, is it Hyundai's sale of vehicles to Minnesota consumers that lacked industry-standard anti-theft technology. As part of this investigation earlier today, the Attorney General's office served civil investigative demands on Kia and Hyundai, which require them to produce documents and answer questions under oath. Meaning, well, you shouldn't lie anyway, but we're laying the groundwork. We're establishing a framework by which we can come after you for civil penalties for failing to keep your car from being stolen. Yeah. In fact, the purpose of the investigation, according to the press release, is to gather information to determine whether Kia and Hyundai, through their actions or inactions, have violated Minnesota's consumer protection and public nuisance laws. Now, stop for a moment. Consumer protection and public nuisance laws. So he's looking into whether or not two automobile manufacturers might actually be a public nuisance because their cars are some of the most stolen cars in the country. Well, let's see. How about we start, you know where this is going. How about we start holding gun manufacturers liable because their guns went in the hands of a criminal, create a crime. This is so, there's just a zero lack of personal responsibility anywhere for anything anymore. The press release goes on to say that the drastic increase in Kia and Hyundai vehicle thefts is continuing to threaten public safety and do serious harm to our community. With this investigation, we will follow where the facts lead us and will continue to use all the tools of the law to help keep Minnesotans safe. Until recently, Kia and Hyundai did not include anti-theft engine immobilizer technology in many of their vehicles sold throughout the United States, including in Minnesota. Now, I got to stop. I'm thinking for a moment. Okay, so I own a BMW and a Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I'm trying to think, now they both have different types of anti-theft devices. They also have devices where I can locate, you know, where the cars are. I can start and turn the cars off, but I'm not quite sure. I have to get my phone out, look at my apps. I'm not sure whether I can actually immobilize the engine. I don't know. On the list of automobiles, say on the top 100, where BMW or Jeep Grand Cherokees fit in the list of automobiles stolen. But I'm actually questioning whether or not my cars have industry-wide standard engine or anti-theft engine immobilizer technology. Now, the BMW is now 4 years old. It's a 2020 M Sport. The Jeep Grand Cherokee is a 2022 model, I think. I think it's a 2022. So these aren't like old cars. These are recently purchased cars that have a lot of modern technology on them. The story goes on to say this. For example, according to one report, in 2015, no, wait a minute, this press release is dated March 7, 2024. But he's going back 9 years for his example. For example, according to one report in 2015, only 26% of the vehicles Kia and Hyundai sold in the United States were equipped with engine immobilizer technology. In comparison, 96% of the vehicles sold by all other competitors were equipped with this anti-theft technology. Wait a minute. 96? So I'm thinking 96 from 100% leaves 4%. So there are 4% of other car manufacturers that sell cars in this country, the United States of America, that don't have this engine immobilizer anti-theft technology. Then he goes and says this. Criminals and car thieves have learned. Well, you mean criminals and car thieves can actually learn something? It's amazing. Criminals and car thieves have learned about the lack of anti-theft technology in many of Kia and Hyundai's vehicles, as well as the quick and simple way the vehicle's ignition cylinder can be exploited and the ignition switch started. Oh, you mean you can hotwire, you can jump it, you can put a screwdriver in, you can do something and start the car? Shazam! This has led to a drastic increase of Kia and Hyundai vehicles thefts throughout the nation, including Minnesota. For example, here comes another example. Reported thefts of Kia and Hyundai vehicles in 2022 increased by, before I tell you, I just want you to, in your own mind, come on, do it. What do you think in 2022, the reported thefts of Kia and Hyundai, am I saying this right? Damien, is it Hyundai or Hyundai? What? Which one is it? Hyundai? Okay, Hyundai. So, for example, reported thefts of Kia and Hyundai vehicles in 2022 increased by X percent in Minneapolis and X percent in St. Paul from 2021. What do you think that number is? 20%? Think it's 18%? Maybe 60%. You got a number? 836% in Minneapolis and 611% in St. Paul. Some vehicles have even been... I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. If you own one of these vehicles, sucks to be you. Some vehicles have even been stolen multiple times in the same year. So what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Listen, here, one of the rules of engagement is this. You can text any question or comment to me anytime you want to, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is in your message app, whatever you use, this is the phone number, 33103, 33103. Just start your message with the word Michael Michael and text me whatever you want to ask me or tell me. What do you think he says next? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/audio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you are. Remember, you can follow me on X, Facebook, Instagram. You can find all of those social media sites. I really would appreciate a follow. You can do it at michaelsaysgohere.com. Everything you need to know is at michaelsaysgohere.com. So back on March 7th, back at the first of the month, Keith Ellison, the Attorney General. And by the way, it's that Keith Ellison. Yeah, it's that Keith Ellison that, you know, during all the George Floyd riots, during when he was a member of Congress, just couldn't keep his hands off women. And he's just, you know, so, we're getting having a little bit of trouble in Congress. So let's run for the Attorney General of Minnesota. Because, of course, anybody that runs for the Attorney General of Minnesota always wants to eventually become the governor of Minnesota. So, man, he has found something to latch on to. And that is that it is your fault. And if it's not your fault, it's the fault of the auto manufacturers that their cars are getting stolen. Now, someone just texted me and said, let me pull up the text message. This is Gubin number 6685, writes, Michael, Hyundai recently informed all owners of affected cars that they need a free recall. It's to help anti-theft technology. I'm taking mine in a couple of weeks. Well, good for Hyundai. Good for them. The question, though, is who is responsible for stealing a car? Now, if I leave one of my vehicles, you know, there's a stupid bill going through the Colorado Politburo, the Colorado legislature here. I call it the Politburo because it's full of Marxists. That wants to make it illegal if someone breaks into your car or steals your car and you have a gun, let's say, as some people do, not to name any names, but you might have a gun in the glove compartment or the lockbox or the console, whatever you call it. And they steal a car and they steal the gun. They want to hold you responsible because you had a locked car with a gun in a locked console or a locked compartment. Or maybe you had it even under the seat or you had it, you know, but you didn't have it up on the dash. You didn't have it laying up in the window with a placard that says, hey, car unlocked, gun available. Steal me now. So if someone, let's just say for argument's sake, let's just pretend for a moment that today I'm driving the BMW and it's got a Glock in the, let's say it's in the console. The car is locked. I know it's locked because I just checked the app to make sure. The car is locked. It's still where it's supposed to be. But some thug comes, you know, wandering around and sees, oh, look, there's a BMW. I think, you know what, I'm going to look in the windows. I don't see anything. But you know what, this car might be fun to drive. So I think I'll steal the car. They steal the car. They start, you know, rifling through, no pun intended. They start rifling through the console, the glove box, whatever you, under the seat, whatever. And, oh, there's a Glock 9mm. Now that I've stolen the car and I found a gun, I think now I'll go rob a liquor store. Who's responsible for that? Me? If you think it's me, then guess what? You just might be a leftist. You might just be a Marxist. Oh, you might be a Democrat, too. But, yeah, because you think that the person who actually did the stealing is responsible. I mean, the person that did the stealing is not responsible for stealing the car and then finding a firearm and then committing a robbery. Then I'm responsible for all of that. Well, the same thing is true of Kia and Hyundai. You're saying that because, well, you know, we sold cheap cars and we made the cars cheaper because we left certain things off of them so that we could sell more cars. And now you're responsible, or the automobile manufacturer is responsible because people are stealing those cars. This is utter insanity. Utter insanity. The Democrats, they'll bend over backwards to do what? To avoid taking personal responsibility. It's your fault you stole that car. You only did it because it was too easy to steal. You think I'm kidding?
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're a tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
I think we're having a little trouble with the audio. Let me unplug live radio here, people, live radio. Let me see if we can got you know what maybe the problem, Damien? I may have a pot that's down in the control room, but, of course, I can't get to the control room right now. But what the attorney general is saying is that they're attempting attractive nuisance for young people.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal for young people.
They're too easy to steal for young people. Where's the personal responsibility? You know, you make a choice. When you purchase any item, well, any item, doesn't have to be a car, but when you purchase any item, you make a choice. Oh, does this have the standard equipment that I want on it? Does it not? What are the options? What's the MSRP? How much can I get the car for? What's the interest rate on the loan if I'm going to do it? What's the term of the loan? Is it 4 years? I think, my gosh, I think they're even going up to 72 years, maybe even 84 months on car loans now. Don't do that. That's crazy. I understand why you might do it, but don't. Please don't do that. It's too easy to steal. I think that this is a microcosm of part of the problem we have in the country writ large. We want to shift responsibility to either someone that has a deep pocket, like a car manufacturer, or we want to shift the responsibility to anybody except the person who is actually committing the crime. As I thought about this story and I thought about other examples, I thought about grocery stores. Now, many places, say in Washington, D.C., maybe in some other large cities, I know in some places, even here in Denver, even in little old Denver, you walk into some Walgreens, you walk into some pharmacies, and, you know, whatever the crap is they sell on TV about it's going to improve your life and you'll live forever if you take this supplement, but they're locked up. I mean, of course, cigarettes are locked up, but I guess that's to keep, you know, rugrats from stealing cigarettes. But virtually everything is locked up. Now, think about a grocery store. You know, there are a lot of stories about people walking into, in fact, there was one in Denver recently, where two people walk in with grocery carts, they fill it up with Tide and diapers and then leave? And maybe we should lock up everything in the grocery store. Who's responsible for stealing the Tide and the diapers? Oh, yeah, the people at the grocery cart. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for tuning in on your podcast app. Be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That'll get you all the weekday and the weekend programs. Hang tight.
Now, The Weekend with Michael Brown continues. Social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbor's back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to join your fellow Americans and make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, so meeting with Michael Brown, I'm really glad to have you with me. Why? Because I really am. I'm in a good mood today. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app if you want to hear the weekday program on 630 KHOW here in Denver. And obviously on the weekends, you can listen right here on Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk, which is our flagship station. So however you listen to me, I'm just really glad to have you with me. It's hard, I think, sometimes to imagine a story that's probably even more illustrative of the consequences of putting these really just, you know, there is, I'm going to go off on a tangent, so just hang on. Here we go. I'm going to talk about language for just a moment, because I have in my notes the word liberal. What I wouldn't do to just have some liberals in politics. You know, just have like another old George McGovern or a John F. Kennedy or even, you know, maybe even a Rockefeller. That'll send all the conspiracy theorists nuts. Maybe even just a Nelson Rockefeller, because at least they were just liberal. So, again, if you imagine the political spectrum as a 12-inch ruler, you know, 6 inches is the middle. Now, I've always been probably... If 6 to 12 is the right of the political center, I've always been somewhere maybe about a 10. Now, I know many of you may think of, well, I'm like a 13 or 14 because I'm a real right-wing nut job. But I really consider myself to be a fairly mainstream conservative Republican slash libertarian that just wants people to have choice and freedom and just leave us alone. And you know what? We've done pretty well on our own for 200-plus years. We don't need all this nanny state. And so liberals, to me, were somewhere between, let's say, 4 and 5 on the political spectrum. They were at 4 or 5 inches. Well, the Democrat Party, to me, has, and I think even many Democrats, I mean, you look at Joe Manchin, who I've always considered to be, you know, in fact, I would put him in the liberal category. He's more of a traditional liberal Democrat, the now retiring senior senator from West Virginia. I would put him at a 4 or 5. But everybody else is not just a 1. They're a negative 1. They're a negative 2. They're a negative 3. They've gone off the deep end, and they truly are, because they really do believe in controlling the means of production, which makes them fascist. Or they're Marxist because they believe that the nanny state can make a better decision about how you should live your life, what you should drive, how you should live, whatever. So they're truly Marxists, if not flat-out communists. And that's kind of sad. Now, I know over here on the right side, we've got people that are probably not – they're at a 12 – some of them are 13 or 14, so they're truly far right-wing nut jobs. And I also understand that all of that is a matter of perspective. But language is important. And I had in my notes liberal, because this is a story about gargantuan amounts of sewage being dumped into San Francisco's bay. Well, it's not really liberal, because there are not really liberals in control of San Francisco. San Francisco has long been at the forefront of everything progressive. And they've gone so far to the left that they really are socialists, Marxists, and in some cases they're actually fascists. And I think that's why it's important to use that language so that we understand precisely what we're talking about. San Francisco was, and I don't have a problem with this, decriminalizing marijuana. But the problem is, just much like in Denver, it was, you know, they talk about marijuana being a gateway drug. I think that's debatable. Some people just, you know, in fact, I have a friend from high school that to this day, I mean, even when it was illegal, he was still finding ways to smoke weed. And to this day, I mean, you know, 1,000 years later, he's still smoking weed. But that's all he does. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke cigarettes. He just smokes marijuana. That's it. Yeah, and for him, it was not a gateway drug. And I know this is anecdotal, but he has not progressed on to, I don't know, ketamine or fentanyl or heroin or, you know, what crack, whatever. He's not done that. So anyway, back to San Francisco for a moment. It was one of the first municipalities to begin decriminalizing marijuana, but it is now, much like Denver, has just taken. Okay, well, if we legalize marijuana, let's legalize shrooms. Let's legalize LSD. Let's legalize everything. Oh, they never stop. They just keep going. You know, there's also something, and again, I don't care whether you're gay. I don't care whether you're a lesbian. I truly do not care. I hesitate to say this because this is like saying, well, I'm not racist because I've got black friends. I'm not racist because I have Asian friends. I'm not racist because I've got, you know, Hispanic or Mexican friends. But I've got a lot of friends, you know, particularly in this business. You can't look around at gays everywhere. So I don't care about that. But in San Francisco, I don't know whether you've ever heard of the Folsom Street Fair, but the Folsom Street Fair is an LGBTQ celebration. It's not even a parade anymore. It's just like a street fair. But they actually engage in sexual activity out in the open in the Folsom Street Fair. It's really bizarre. If you don't believe me, go Google or DuckDuckGo, however you want to research it, search it. Look up Folsom Street Fair. Be prepared, because I don't know what settings you have on your search engine, but you might find a couple of guys or, you know, a couple of gals out on the street doing it. Just saying. But that's San Francisco. San Francisco is also home to social programs like GIFT. Now, that's not just ordinary welfare, but that's a handout that can distribute as much as almost $22,000 per enrollee and is exclusively for trans people. The city has its official poop patrol. Remember the poop patrol that goes around and cleans up all the human fecal matter that's been plopped around on the sidewalks thanks to the sizable vagrant homeless population? That's San Francisco. You know, now, I haven't been to San Francisco in I don't know, maybe 6-7 years, maybe longer. I mean, let's just, let's say 10 years just to be conservative. But I love San Francisco, a gorgeous city. Go across the bridge to Marin County, go on up to Napa, just San Francisco itself, Chinatown, great restaurants. And it's just turned into a crap hole. And predictably, all of that progressivism reaps total destruction. Coming back, now it's biting the city in the rear end in grand fashion. A long-standing nonprofit that's committed to the environmental health of San Francisco Bay has filed a lawsuit against San Francisco's Utility Commission for 1.2 billion gallons per year of sewage and trash-filled runoff flowing into San Francisco Bay. Now, am I an environmental wacko? No. But I thought that we were doing all of this stuff. I thought we cared about clean air and clean water. I thought that we were, and I know we go to extremes sometimes, but here's San Francisco going to the other extreme. The absolute, no pun intended, but the crap flowing out of San Francisco is described to be rich in fecal matters, plastic syringes, and condoms. Go down to the Embarcadero. And then walk down and look at the bay, and instead of collecting, I don't know, you know, trinkets or whatever that might flow up on the beach, now you can pick up, you know, plastics and syringes and condoms. Hey, kids, look! Condoms! Syringes! Look what I got, Daddy! You know, the same sanctimonious doofuses who run this absolute seeping pustule of political correctness is also the same city that while they're doing this, won't let people have gas furnaces and water heaters because that's offensive to the environment. Offensive to the environment. Again, let's go down and buy some Jared Elliott chocolate and then go on down. Let's walk down to the bay and, I don't know, let's eat down there. It used to be, I don't know if it's still there or not, some restaurants right there on the bay that were really good, some really good seafood. But now I'm just like, did this seafood come out of the bay or did it come out of the Pacific? Because if it came out of the bay, I'm not really sure. Did you check it? When you slice that fish open? Did you find any condoms, syringes, plastics, fecal matter? What'd you find? And by the way, when I get back to my hotel, don't you dare turn on that gas furnace or the gas water heater, because that might be offensive to the environment. Holy cow. You know, then if you go on down the left coast, you see the same thing in Los Angeles, which has been flooding the country with, I don't know, comparable quantities of sewage via Tinseltown. So Hollywood's flooding the country with fecal matter, too. I just find it hilarious, sad but hilarious, that the city that is so progressive is now being sued by progressives for dumping all of this crap into the San Francisco Bay. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. You can find, I don't know, probably one of 300-plus affiliates around the country by simply going to the website michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find a list of all the affiliates, an interactive map, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, everything you need right there. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/audio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget that you can text any question or comment on your message app, whatever you use. Just type in this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike and or Michael, either one. And then you can tell me anything. You can ask me anything, a TMA or an AMA. So let's go to Canada for a while. Because Justin Trudeau, who is the Prime Minister of Canada, is trying his hardest to push down with life sentences for ideological infractions. Now, police worry that building pressure is going to blow the lid off the pot. Police have warned Canada's leaders that they're going to struggle to contain the fury at the deteriorating economy, and there is a generational revolt by young people unable to even buy a home. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Although I'm not sure we're near a revolt in this country. There's a secret report that's come out by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and it paints what I would simply describe as an apocalyptical picture of the future for our neighbor to the north. From the report, warns that the truckers' convoy protests, remember those a few years ago? They were protesting all of the COVID stuff, and they drove their trucks and blocked Parliament. Well, this report says or warns that the truckers' convoy protests that polarized the country in 2022 may just be the precursor for a society increasingly polarized by conspiracy theories and paranoia. Conspiracy? Are we still claiming that COVID and the pandemic and the lockdowns were some sort of conspiracy theory? I thought we'd move beyond that. You know, those, the people in government who charted this course for Canada, I know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to respond by suppressing this report because they're going to call it misinformation so they can keep whatever conspiracy theories and paranoia. You know what that really means, I think? I think it means awareness of what Justin Trudeau and Parliament, and for that matter, if you apply it to this country, what Congress and many governors and mayors and county commissioners did, and that was shut down everything. They want to keep the conspiracy theories and the paranoia under control, which, of course, will force the pressure to build still further until what? It finally blows up. We all know about Bidenomics in this country. Well, the same thing is going on in Canada. Here's what the report says about the consequences of Trudeau-nomics. The coming period of recession will accelerate the decline in living standards that the younger generations have already witnessed compared to earlier generations. Well, that could apply as easily to the United States as it does to Canada. The coming period of recession will accelerate the decline in living standards that the younger generations have already witnessed compared to earlier generations. But is it really a period of recession that's going to accelerate it? Or is it, for example, all of the spending? You know, I have a friend of mine who is what I would consider to be he's a diehard, for whatever crazy reason, he is a diehard listener of this program. And I got an email from him this morning, and it was talking about erasing the national debt. The current national debt is $34 trillion. He says that 1 trillion seconds equals 31,000 710 years. Now, he says, not counting the interest that would accrue while you're trying to complete the task of eliminating the national debt, at the rate of almost $1 trillion per year, if you were feeding $100 bills, Benjamins, into a paper shredder at the rate of one $100 bill per second, how long would it take you to shred the $34 trillion national debt that we have by shredding one $100 bill per second? That would take you 1,078 years. I think that is what's accelerating the decline in living standards. Because every time, for example, the Federal Reserve is not going to raise rates anytime soon. But neither are they going to lower the Federal Reserve rate. And the reason for that is they know that the economy is teetering right now. You know it, I know it. Fuel prices, gas prices are going up. Grocery prices are still sky high. People can't buy homes. People are stuck in their homes because they've got a 2% or 3% mortgage rate, which is, again, the fault of the government. And, you know, 5 or 6%. Which, to someone like me, a 5 or 6% mortgage, even a 7% mortgage, a 30-year 7% fixed mortgage rate for this old fart sounds pretty normal. But it's not normal when you're used to 2 or 3%. So people can't buy homes. We are absolutely destroying the economy. And nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to pay any attention. Meanwhile, tomorrow's Easter. We'll celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and we'll do it on Sunday. Members of Congress, the ones that have allowed us to get into this situation, they've been celebrating Easter for 2 weeks. Yeah, they haven't been doing anything to solve the border, to solve the economy, to solve all the international problems. They haven't been doing anything. They've been off for 2 weeks. I know what you've been doing for the past 2 weeks, same as me, working our butts off. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4355. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Julie Walker reports closed bridges across the U.S. highlight years of neglect being brought to light now after the big devastating bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Thousands of old bridges across the U.S. awaiting replacement or repairs after inspectors found them in poor condition. About 167 million vehicles travel daily over 42,000 bridges that are characterized as poor. Marcia Geldert Murphy with the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We have not maintained our infrastructure at the rate that we should for many, many years.
A recent federal infrastructure law is providing $40 billion for bridges over 5 years, but even that is far short of what's needed to make all the repairs. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, Tayshia Stevens reports many are asking now, could tugboats have helped avert the bridge collapse in Baltimore?
Tugboats were not escorting the massive cargo ship Dolly when it lost power in the port of Baltimore and then slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, toppling the span and killing six people. The disaster is drawing renewed attention to whether tugboat escorts should be required in the nation's ports safely accompany increasingly big ships to protect bridges and other critical infrastructure. Cost-conscious shipping companies have over the years resisted calls for extended tugboat escorts, which add cost to every transit. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
RNC Chairman Michael Whatley says Republicans simply need to contrast life under Joe Biden and former President Trump if they want to win the fall election this year.
We are going to make sure that we are using any and every available platform to put our message out there and demonstrate to the American people the amazing contrast that we have in front of us right now.
Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Devices are being made available to help people who are visually impaired enjoy the upcoming solar eclipse. Min Haas, assistive technology manager at the Perkins School for the Blind, and went through an eclipse a few years ago in which she couldn't fully enjoy it.
In 2017, I just distinctly remember feeling really left out.
As a sight-impaired person, now Harvard University astronomer Allison Berlet describes the light-sound box that translates those changes in light to musical sounds.
As the sun is changing, this would be like the bright light of the sun. And then as it starts to dim, it goes away and the sound kind of gets lower. And then the shadow comes in and it gets even lower.
The solar eclipse is set to arrive April 8th. The lower 48 states won't see another like it until 2044. More from townhall.com. Artificial intelligence continues to amaze but frighten in some cases. ChatGPT maker OpenAI has unveiled its new voice engine technology that can clone a person's voice after hearing it for only 15 seconds. We get more of that from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
OpenAI says it will not widely release the technology just yet because of the dangers of misuse in an election year. In New Hampshire, authorities are investigating robocalls sent to thousands of voters just before the presidential primary that featured an AI-generated voice mimicking President Joe Biden. While there are a number of startup companies already selling voice cloning technology, OpenAI says their early voice engine testers have agreed to not impersonate a person without their consent and to disclose that voices are AI-generated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I genuinely am happy to have you with me. So here are here's one of the rules of engagement. At any time, day or night, whenever you're listening, or even when you're listening on podcast, doesn't make any difference, you can text any question or comment to this number. So on your message app, this is the number, 33103. Just start your message with the word, the keyword, either Mike or Michael, and you can tell me anything or you can ask me anything. If you want to, please subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, you search for and find The Situation with Michael Brown. That will automatically download both the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? 23 hours of little old me. I want to go to Scotland. I mean, I'd like to go to Scotland, but for the program, I'd like to go to Scotland for a minute. Because if you know, every country has a cabal. I talk about the cabal for if you're new to the program. The cabal is this unholy alliance between the ruling elite, the tech giants, and the dominant media. That's kind of the establishment. And there's one in Scotland, just like there's one in Canada, there's one in the United States, there's one in Japan, there's one everywhere. But if the Scottish cabal, if the Scottish establishment is to believe, ordinary Scots are positively frothing with hatred, absolute hatred. I never thought of the Scottish as being a hateful people. But apparently that's what the cabal will tell you. Already, Police Scotland has recorded non-crime hate incidents. Non-crime, but they're hate incidents. Based solely on an onlooker's perception of hatred. Just as a matter of course, they're recording them. Now, I know that's a lot of words to make sense in your brain. They're recording as just a matter of course. Non-crime, so it's not a crime yet, non-crime hate incidents. And those recordings that they're making, and by recordings, I mean they're making a record of. I don't mean they're videoing it or anything. Those non-crime hate incidents that they're recording are based solely on the onlooker's perception of hatred. Wow. Now, that hasn't been enough to stem the tide of venom, but this past Monday, the Hate Crime and Public Order Act came into force, intending, among other things, to criminalize the, quotes here, air quotes here, the stirring up of hatred towards several protected characteristics: race, age, disability, religion, transgender identity. So if you're somehow stirring up hate toward those protected characteristics, then you've committed a crime. This is when I talk about there's this dark curtain of tyranny dropping all over the world, I sincerely believe that. I mean, I do believe, which is another reason to seriously celebrate Easter tomorrow, that there truly is this everywhere, this tyranny in all these little different forms. You know, tyranny does not have to necessarily be, you know, the Gestapo. It doesn't have to be the Nazis. It doesn't have to be, you know, Mao's Cultural Revolution. It doesn't have to be Vladimir Putin or Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela or Raul Castro in Cuba. It can be what we allow to happen in Western democracies. And that's what's happening, as an example, in Scotland. This Hate Crime and Public Order Act was supposedly introduced for those victims of hate crimes that are too intimidated to speak to the police directly. So now they're going to have designated third-party reporting centers where you can go and make an accusation of a hate crime. They even put one of these in a Glasgow sex shop. So you can go snitch on somebody that you dislike and pick up a sex toy at the same time. Isn't that great? Isn't that fantastic? So you're pissed off at somebody because they made you perceive hate. I don't know how they made you, because if you perceive something, that's on you, baby. That's on you. But you perceived hate, and you were on your way to pick up a sex toy, or, you know, maybe they still have porn tapes. Maybe you can still go to the sex shop in Glasgow and check out a porn tape. I don't know. But if while you're there, they've got a third-party reporting center so you can make an accusation of a hate crime. Now, also coming along with the introduction of this act has been a much-derided publicity campaign. It features a red-headed hate monster. It's kind of reminiscent of a Sesame Street character, and it's supposed to represent, quote, that feeling some people get when they're frustrated and angry and take it out on others because they feel like they need to show that they are better than them. In other words, they commit a hate crime, close quote. That's pretty vague to me. We're having audio problems with here in Denver, not out in Los Angeles. But we're having some audio problems, and it's frustrating the hell out of me. And I've been running back and forth between the studio and the control room during the breaks, trying to get the audio adjusted. And Damien, my producer, sitting in L.A., is laughing his ass off at me. Well, as I told him, he's got a fantastic laugh. But I said, you know, that fantastic laugh of yours is also at the same time that's making me laugh, is pissing me off, because I'm the one running around trying to fix everything. So I suppose if Damien, who is a black man, is perceiving me as being hateful toward him because I'm frustrated about having to try to fix the audio while he laughs at me running around, you know, trying to get everything fixed. If we were in Scotland, he could go to the sex shop and snitch on me for creating a hateful perception. Are you snitching? I knew you'd snitch. I knew you would. Quit laughing at me, bucko. You know, given the vagueness of that characteristic, upon first encountering the hate monster, I probably committed a hate crime myself. In imagination, at least, because, you know what? Because when I look at this hate monster, And I think about the story that I'm doing, while I'm laughing right now, it really does piss me off. Because just think about how absolute insane we've become. Now, apparently, not everybody feels the way that I do. First Minister Humza Yousaf is an enthusiast for this new piece of puppetry, including its application in the home, and thinks that perception-based recording of non-crime hate incidents gives the Popo, quote, an idea of where there might be spikes in hatred, close quote. Really? I don't know. Maybe the pictures, maybe somehow he pictures the Popo and the police station from Taggart, with glum-faced officers putting red pens into a wall map featuring where J.K. Rowling's homes are. Go after her. I have, you know, there are always have been, always will be. And they also go in a cycle, and that is hate. Hate comes and goes all the time. It is an amazing human emotion. But now we're going to criminalize it. We're actually going to criminalize it. But it's worse than you can possibly imagine. You know, if you want to find one of the 300-plus affiliates around the country that airs this program, you can go to a website, michaelsaysgohere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates, when they air the program, when they re-air the program, everything you need to know, including the icons to follow me on Facebook, X, and Instagram. So, how about females don't get much of a look in, with sex not mentioned as a protected characteristic at all in this fact? So women, sucks to be you.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbor's back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to join your fellow Americans and make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century,
We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From Denver, Colorado, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad to have you joining the program. So a couple of text messages I want to get to before we get back to Scotland. For all of you that are sending me the story, which I find hilarious, I'm going to cover the story maybe this hour, next hour, about Air Force One and people doing things on Air Force One. Yeah, I've got a story about it. I have a personal story about that, and I'll tell you about that later in the program, too. Michael, Gubernator 5722 says, Michael, is this all worse than Minority Report? I think this is a version of Minority Report. I don't know if you understand, but you may not understand what a non-binary person actually is. And you may not even be able to summon up enough negative emotion that you could go out and persecute a non-binary person. But going back to this new Scottish law, according to the Scottish government, those people are sufficiently threatened as to justify their specific inclusion in the bill. Now, it's not just non-binary people. I'm just thinking out loud here. I've run across probably, at a McDonald's or maybe even this building. I don't know. Maybe I have run across some non-binary people. Do you remember growing, at least for me, growing up, and there was the androgynous Pat on Saturday Night Live? Remember? And nobody could ever figure out whether Pat was male or female. And it was actually comedy gold because I don't remember which comedian portrayed Pat, but Pat was just androgynous enough that whether they were standing in the coffee room, the break room, or whether they were in the copy room, or whether they were in some other part of the office, everybody was always trying to figure out by asking Pat questions to see what he, she might say so they could then tell the rest of the office we figured out Pat is male or female. I'm not even sure you could do that comedy today. And you certainly couldn't do it in Scotland because you might be, air quote here again, boy, this story requires a lot of air quotes, you might be stirring up some sort of hateful emotion toward that person, that non-binary Pat, even though you don't even realize it or you don't even have to be in the same room. Pat could just hear about it. Pat can hear about what I'm talking about right now. If the Scottish law were affecting this country, Pat could either be listening to this program or Pat could hear about the program from somebody else, and now we have hearsay. And that then Pat could go to that Glasgow sex shop and snitch on me by filing a report at one of the locations they've set up around Scotland where people who perceive that I stirred something up, and then I could be accused of a crime. You don't think we live in a world now where tyranny is beginning, you know, to just surround us everywhere? But it's not just people like Pat. Also included under the characteristic of transgender identity are people who cross-dress. Now, wait a minute. Transgenderism is one thing, but literal cross-dressing, at least to my understanding, and maybe I'm just naive here, is a sexual fetish. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just some men or women just like to cross-dress in the privacy of their home. I don't know, because I don't do it. But I guess if we're going to include cross-dressing in this new Scottish law, that's probably good news for the many Scotswomen who wear trousers, because females don't really get much of a look, because sex is not mentioned as a protected characteristic at all. So if you are treated hatefully because you're male, or even worse, in my opinion, because you're female, that's not included in this law. So an immutable characteristic, just like the three races. So Mongoloid, Negroid, Caucasian, those three races are immutable characteristics. So is male and female. But it's not included. Not included at all. You might infer from all of this that the Scots have gone crazy. Well, let me reinforce that belief. There's a Don't Feed Hate ad campaign, and is focusing upon young men aged 18 to 30 as being most likely to commit hate crimes. So the Scots are being told to watch out for, quote, those from socially excluded communities who are heavily influenced by their peers, close quote, or those, quote, who have deep-rooted feelings of being socially and economically disadvantaged, combined with ideas about white male entitlement. In other words, let me put it in layman's terms. If you're a young white male being influenced by your peers, that's bad. As opposed to being influenced by a big ginger Muppet that they're using in their ad campaign, and your poverty, your social exclusion are now reduced to mere feelings. So it seems to me that some feelings are Orwellian. Some feelings are taken more seriously by the ruling class than other feelings. And you might be concerned that if this act were ever to come to this country, that it might actually chill legitimate free speech, either via actual criminal sanctions or via, you know, misinterpretations of the law by the Pope or and others. Speech is being attacked everywhere. Free speech is just being attacked everywhere. Be careful what you say. If you're in Scotland, you might get in big doo-doo because you hurt somebody's feelings. The Weekend with Michael Brown. On your podcast app, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown, and that'll automatically download the weekly program and the weekend program.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite. 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today. 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about this?
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So very glad to have you joining the program today. Remember, you can text any question or comment to me on your message app, The number is 33103. Just start your message with the word either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything or ask me anything. And be sure and follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find the icons to click on for that at a website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Everybody is all agaga about Biden, Clinton, Obama. Oh, and Stephen Colbert. Isn't that great? So now, if you watch Stephen Colbert, you know where his loyalties lie. Now, he's a comedian, so it doesn't make any difference. He's not a journalist. He used to pretend to be a journalist, play a journalist. He, as a comedian, he was supposed to be the comedic version of Bill, from Fox News. Drew a blank all of a sudden. O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly. So they weren't at Madison Square Garden. I forget, it doesn't make any difference. They were somewhere in New York. A fundraiser that raised some $25 million. And the media is just blasting that number out like crazy. $25 million. Trump didn't raise that much money last month. Blah, blah, blah. Well, Trump's getting ready to have a fundraiser in which he'll probably raise $25 million. He's having it down at Mar-a-Lago. And oh, by the way, he doesn't need two other presidents to prop him up to raise that money. And he doesn't need some comedian to come in and to host and pretend that it's some sort of, you know, panel discussion about the dangers of Donald Trump. The dangers of Donald Trump. But there were a couple of things that the president said that I kind of found astonishing. Damien, here we go. We'll see if we have any audio today.
We're at a real inflection point in history. Things are changing. This guy denies there's the global warming. This guy wants to get rid of not only Roe v. Wade, but which he brags about having done. He wants to get rid of the ability of anyone anywhere in America to ever choose. You know, I mean, all the things he's doing are so old. Speaking of old. And, he's a little old and out of shape. But anyway.
Yeah, he's a little old and out of shape. All of his ideas are old. I'd like to have some of those old ideas back. I don't like a secure border, like a roaring economy, tax cuts for everyone across the board, a reduced federal spending, no more wars. But when he talks about Trump's doing things that are so old, little old and kind of old and out of shape, well, I'm going to use that to transition into a story about Air Force One that many of you have sent me, and I confess, thank you for sending me the story, because apparently, I don't know when it first appeared on Fox News, but I started getting emails, actually just before the show started, about this, and I thought, oh, I have to do this story. You know, I asked my producer on the weekday program, Dragon, I asked Dragon Redbeard if he could find video of, did Obama and Biden use the main stairs going up and down Air Force One, you know, that's at the front of the plane, or did they use the baby steps? Because I thought, surely, with Obama in tow, that the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, would that door would open majestically on Air Force One, and the current president would step out, and he would start walking down those steps, followed by a former president, and the majesty of Air Force One and two living presidents coming down those steps. Well, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it shows, well, other than their politics, it shows the greatness of, American democracy, which is a misnomer. But it shows that this republic still survives and still works. But no, they didn't use the big steps. They used the baby steps. I want to tell you about the baby steps because it leads into the story about Air Force One. When you go up those baby steps that go into the bottom hull of Air Force One, it's kind of like stepping into the baggage compartment. You step there, and then you walk up an incline that takes you to the door to the rear of the plane. And then you walk up some steps there that takes you up into the area where the offices and the seats, the staff, press corps, visitors, guests, all toward the rear of the plane, And then as you walk from the rear of the plane toward the front of Air Force One, you get to an area that suddenly it's a narrow, and by narrow I mean it's actually difficult for two people to pass shoulder to shoulder. You kind of have to turn because blocking that is the president's living quarters, his sleeping quarters, his shower, everything, his office. All of that is on the right side of the plane, and there's this narrow hallway from where the staff and the guests and the press corps all sit back behind the president, who's at the front of the plane. So he actually walks and takes many more steps to get to his office than he would if he just walked up the staircase. And it shows just how fearful the staff is of old Joe, who's making fun of Donald Trump for being old and out of shape, that he can't use the main stairs. So he walks through this portion where all of the White House press corps sits. Here's the Fox News headline. This was published today. So it was published this morning at about 9 Mountain Time. That's why I hadn't seen it. Headline is this. Air Force One experiencing rampant thievery from the White House reporters traveling with the president, according to Politico. The subhead is, the White House Correspondents Association President Kelly O'Donnell reportedly emailed reporters telling them to stop stealing from the plane. A Politico report this week alleged petty theft happening on Air Force One as many White House correspondents often try to sneak themselves souvenirs from the president's personal plane. Well, it's not his personal plane. It's the taxpayer's plane. It's there for his use. The piece featured in Thursday's edition of the West Wing Playbook detailed how reporters traveling with the president often take items from Air Force One. It mentioned that many of them do it so they can have a piece of presidential memorabilia to show off to their friends and colleagues. The piece says, for years, scores of journalists and others have quietly stuffed everything from engraved whiskey tumblers to wine glasses to pretty much anything with the Air Force One insignia on it into their bag before stepping off the plane. I got news for you, gang. This isn't news. This isn't new. This has been going on even since before I was the undersecretary. In fact, let me tell you something. I tried to do it myself. Yes. That my very first trip on Air Force One, I go back to where the guests are seated. I don't even have to go back to the staff seats. I get to sit where the guests are. But on this particular trip, it's just me and a couple of other people. So there's lots of room, and the plane stewards, the folks on the plane from the Air Force are, and of course, remember, this is my first trip on Air Force One. So this kid is gaga. Oh my gosh, I'm on Air Force One. And I immediately start looking around. What can I grab? What can I stuff in my briefcase? Oh, look. Oh, there are some matches. Oh, now Bush was famous. I don't know what Biden does, but Bush was famous for little boxes of M&Ms. Little white boxes with the presidential seal on one side and Air Force One, the seal for Air Force One and a picture of the plane on the other side. Now, Marine One, the helicopter, the same thing, but it was Marine One. So I'm grabbing boxes of M&Ms. And I'm looking for other things, napkins, whatever I can find. I mean, it is truly hilarious. I'm like a little kid. Oh, my gosh, what can I take? And then one of the Air Force personnel that I happen to know, because they arranged my other flights for me on other aircraft, came over and said, Mr. Secretary, you don't need to do that. I don't need to do what? Well, you don't need to take stuff. We'll give you a goodie bag. I'm like, oh, one, I got nabbed, and two, how embarrassing. Oh, they'll give you a goodie bag. So when you finish, now, maybe they don't do it for the press corps. I don't know. But they certainly do it for members of Congress. They do it for members of the executive branch. And any guests that the president might have, any civilians. Just, there's a mayor, there's somebody that works for a hospital or something that's sitting in the guest area on Air Force One. They'll give them a goodie bag, too, so they have memorabilia of their flight on Air Force One. But the story gets better, because this is how Washington, D.C. works. I'll tell you that story in just a minute. On your podcast app, put in The Situation with Michael Brown. That's what you want to subscribe to. And that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program so that you get a full 23 hours of podcast of The Weekend with Michael Brown and The Situation with Michael Brown. What else happened? Well, I played Mr. Know-It-All.
Does social engineering from leftist corporations make you feel like we're living in the Twilight Zone? You're not alone. Pure Talk knows the silent majority is fed up. It's time to join the masses who have fled their old wireless company for something better. Pure Talk. Those of you who always have your neighbor's back, who've pulled yourselves up by your bootstraps, who realize a little bit of elbow grease can fix just about anything. Pure Talk wants you. Get phenomenal coverage on America's most dependable 5G network for half the price of the other guys. With unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month, the average family saves almost $1,000 a year. And as a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk is a company you can feel proud to do business with. Dial #250 and say switch now to join your fellow Americans and make the switch. Dial #250 and say switch now and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, be sure and follow me on X, Twittergram, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all of those icons at michaelsaysgohere.com. Click on the icons and then give me a follow. I really would appreciate it. We're talking about this Fox News story. Actually, it's a Politico news story reported by Fox News about people stealing things off Air Force One. And I find this hilarious because, well, it's proof that there's nothing new under the sun. You don't think that people haven't been stealing memorabilia off Air Force One since the plane for, well, not just the current version of the 747, but all the previous planes. Because there were always matchbooks. There was always candy. There was always trinkets. There were always things. Now, of course, there's also china, silverware, glassware. There's all sorts of things that have the Air Force One and the presidential seal emblem on them. Now, I want to make something clear before you start accusing me of being of some sort of criminal. I never stole a plate. I never stole any silverware. I didn't steal any of the mugs. I didn't steal any wine glasses. I didn't steal any tumblers. I didn't steal any of that. I grabbed some napkins. I grabbed some matchbooks. I grabbed some boxes of M&Ms. And then one of the Air Force stewards inform me, Mr. Secretary, we'll give you a goodie bag when you get off the plane. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just keep this stuff anyway, since it's just stuff that, since they're all consumables, as opposed to things that, you know, you're going to reuse over and over. So I guess, am I just trying to rationalize? I didn't steal anything that was going to permanently stay on the plane. I grabbed some extra napkins. I grabbed some extra boxes of M&Ms. I grabbed some matchbooks, all right? So just back off. But the hilarious part about this story is, and I'm just going to quote it. I just want to quote it. I don't know whether they're referring to my story or not, but the Fox News and the political story says this. Quote, there's one story about the senator in the front of the plane who, as a chatty aide told reporters, was taking everything not bolted down. Well, when I read that, I just guffawed. Because on my second trip on Air Force One, we're going to Missouri. And we're going to Missouri from Andrews because of, I don't know, I'm sure there was some disaster or something. So we were going somewhere, I don't think it was St. Louis, but we were going somewhere in Missouri. So former U.S. Senator Kit Bond is on the plane with us. And the senator comes over, boards the plane, and he comes over and sits down next to me. And I'm watching him, and he suddenly starts trying to, steal things. He's trying to find, I guess it was his first trip, or maybe it was his second trip. I don't know. Maybe it was his 100th trip on Air Force One. But he's actually trying to do what I was doing on my very first trip, and that was, okay, grab everything I can, stuff it into my bag so I can give, you know, I can hand it out to, you know, my kids or my grandkids, or, you know, put it on my desk so when people walk in, you know, yeah, I've flown Air Force One. And it is something to be proud of. Not everybody gets to do it. But I watched Senator Bond do what he was doing and thought, I can be really cool here. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I can be the seasoned veteran here. So I lean over and I said, Senator, you don't have to do that. The stewards will give you a goodie bag. In fact, you could ask for two goodie bags. Here, let me call a steward over. And there's somebody over there. You know, they're always moving about, trying to take care of everybody. Even as the plane takes off, nobody said, not everybody, but even when the plane takes off, People are standing up, moving around, doing stuff. Unless the pilots have said there's going to be turbulence on takeoff, you don't have to sit down like you do in a commercial airliner and buckle in and move your tray. In fact, there are no tray tables. You don't have to sit down, buckle up, and put your tray table in its upright and permanent position. Nope. Everybody's just walking around doing stuff. So I grab a steward, and I say, Senator needs some goodie bags. Could you bring him a couple of goodie bags? And the senator told me how grateful he was, but he was still going to keep the stuff he had. I'm like, well, you're welcome to keep what you have, but here's the goodie bags too. So this is nothing new. But apparently what's happening with the reporters that differentiates this story from what I did and what everybody else does, they were actually trying to take plates. They're trying to take mugs. They're trying to take tumblers. They're trying to take wine glasses. They're taking the silverware. Come on. You see, this is an example of how everything starts up here. I've got my hand up in the air over here on my left shoulder. Everything starts up here. And we just want to take a few napkins. You know, by the way, let me emphasize paper napkins too, not cloth napkins. We just want to take a few napkins. And maybe we want to take a few boxes of candy. Maybe we want to take a few match books. We want to take a few things that have the symbol of Air Force One and the presidential seal on it. And that's kind of up here at this level. And we know we can get goodie bags. But over time, reporters decide, no, that's not good enough. I want a set of wine glasses. So think about this. If you're a member of the White House press pool, like me, you get to fly on Air Force One a lot. And if you're taking, say, a flight that is 2 hours or more, you're likely to get fed a snack. And it's going to come on a nice little snack plate, a nice little smaller piece of china, or maybe a larger piece of china. And, well, let me just slip that in my bag. Or maybe you decide you want a glass of a nice Pinot Grigio, you know, a nice light white wine for lunch. So now you finish your wine, and now you're stuffing your wine glass in your bag. That's how bad it's gotten. And that is absurd. Absolutely absurd. So good for the White House Correspondents Association finally saying to the journalists, stop stealing from Air Force One. We'll get you a damn goodie bag. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text any question or comment to 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. It's the box filled with your family's important videotapes, film reels, and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box over a decade ago to help families organize and update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy. It works and is safe. Over a million families have trusted Legacy Box.
And Legacy Box has been featured in Good Housekeeping, The Today Show, and Rachel Ray.
Legacy Box is like magic, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive, ready to watch and share.
Declutter your closet by digitizing your media. Become more organized and accomplished, knowing your family's recorded past is safe forever. Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now. It's the easiest task to check off your to-do list.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 sale. That's legacybox.com/audio to get our $9 offer. Legacybox.com/audio.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.